This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Two of America's largest states have reimposed some coronavirus restrictions. This after the daily number of confirmed infections in the U.S. surged to an all-time high of 45,300 yesterday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered all bars closed, while in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis put a stop to serving alcohol. They joined a growing number of states that are either backtracking or pausing any further reopening of their economies because of worrisome virus outbreaks, mostly in the South and West. Health experts say disturbingly large numbers of cases are being seen among young people who all too often show disregard for the use of recommended face coverings and rules for social distancing. Abbott, who had pursued one of the most aggressive reopening schedules in the U.S., has scaled back restaurant capacity and said outdoor gatherings of more than 100 people would need approval from local officials. In Florida, the agency that regulates bars acted after the daily number of new confirmed cases neared 9,000, almost doubling the record set just 2 days earlier in the state. Florida's Miami-Dade County announced beaches will be closed over the 4th of July weekend. It cited the growing number of infections among young adults. Louisiana reported its second one-day spike of more than 1,300 cases this week. Governor John Bel Edwards has suspended further easing of restrictions. Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona has done the same thing. Cases there have been topping 3,000 a day, and 85% of hospital beds in Arizona are said to be occupied. Tennessee has seen its biggest one-day jump in infections for a second time in a week, more than 1,400 cases. The White House Coronavirus Task Force held its first briefing in nearly 2 months Friday. Vice President Mike Pence gave assurances the U.S. is in a much better place now than it was 2 months ago, though it is difficult to match his words to the alarming numbers. Once again, Pence appeared without a face mask, failing to follow his own government's advice. He also suggested that the rise in cases could largely be explained by the increases in testing, reasoning repeatedly used by President Donald Trump. Via remote, this is VOA News. The relatively good COVID-19 news in the United States, about 600 people a day are dying from the virus, down from a peak of around 2,200 in mid-April. It is a bizarre definition of positive news. The bottom line, experts say there is ample evidence the virus is making a comeback. The current numbers in the U.S., close to 2.5 million cases and 125,000 lives lost. Global figures are approaching 10 million cases, and deaths are nearing 495,000. The numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. German Chancellor Angela Merkel today cautioned that the pandemic is far from over, as regional outbreaks are raising fears of a second wave of the disease in Europe. India has reported another 18,000 infections, pushing its case count to nearly 509,000, with fatalities closing in on 16,000. The city of Guwahati, the capital of Assam state, will be locked down for 2 weeks beginning tomorrow, with nighttime curfews and weekend lockdowns in the rest of the state. India has recorded the fourth highest number of cases in the world. China has seen an uptick in infections one day after authorities said they expected that an outbreak in Beijing would soon be under control. The National Health Commission reported 17 new cases in the capital, the most in a week, with cases across the country. There has been a resurgence of cases in South Korea, mainly around Seoul. It threatens to undo the country's earlier success with the pandemic. Australia is bracing for more imported virus cases. About 300 people were due to arrive this weekend from Mumbai, India, with others expected to follow from South America and Indonesia. There are estimates that 5 to 10% of the returnees are infected. Despite rising virus numbers, Egypt today is lifting or easing many of its pandemic restrictions. After 3 months of lockdown, cafes, clubs, gyms, and theaters are being allowed to reopen, all with capacity controls, the same for mosques and churches. Egypt's COVID numbers, close to 63,000 cases and 2,600 fatalities, the highest totals in the region. The hotspots in South America, Peru and Chile, between them, they've lost 14,000 lives to the pandemic, the combined case count, almost 536,000. President Trump canceled a planned weekend visit to his golf resort in New Jersey and says he's staying in Washington, in his words, to make sure law and order is enforced. Mr. Trump has suggested the use of force on protesters who try to take down historical American monuments. He has signed an executive order that threatens to withhold federal support to state and local law enforcement agencies that fail to protect monuments. European Union countries have yet to settle on a so-called safe list of countries whose residents will be allowed to travel to the bloc beginning in July. Missing from the draft text, Brazil, the United States, and Russia. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.